I want you to go in your Bible.
و اینکه میخوام در کتاب مقدستون برید و نگاه کنید.
To the book of Acts chapter 10.
و بریم به کتاب اعمال رسولان باب دهم.
The book of Acts chapter 10.
و اعمال رسولان باب دهم.
One verse.
و آیه یک.
Verse 38.
ببخشید. آیه 38.
Acts 10 and 38.
پس اعمال رسولان 10 آیه 38.
I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, I'm excited about what God is going to do. I want you to turn to someone else and say, I want to receive what He has for me tonight. Acts 10 and 38.
Acts 10
and
38.
And God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
و خداوند عیسی ناصری را با روح القدس و قدرت خود محض کرد.
With the Holy Ghost and with power.
و می‌دانید که چگونه عیسی به همه جا می‌رفت.
Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
و کارهای نیک انجام می‌داد و همه کسانی که در اسارت شیطان به سر می‌بردند رهایی می‌بخشید.
For God was with him.
زیرا خدا با او بود.
How many of you know tonight that God, Jesus is God in flesh?
و چه تعداد از شما میدونه که عیسی مسیح دقیقاً خدایی است که جسمانیت یافته؟ چه تعداد؟
Our God is one.
ما میدونیم که خداوند یکیه.
And His name is Jesus.
و نام او عیسی مسیحه.
Are you thankful that you know that name tonight?
و آیا شما خدا رو شکر می‌کنید به خاطر اون دیدی که خداوند بهتون داد؟
I want to preach for the next few moments.
و برای لحظه کوتاه این سخن رو می‌خوام بهتون بگم.
There is no one like Jesus.
هیچ کس شکل عیسی مسیح.
There is no one like Jesus.
و هیچ کس همانند مسیح.
There is no one.
هیچ کس.
Like Jesus.
همانند عیسی مسیح.
One more time we're going to lift up our hands.
پس برای یک بار دستانمون رو به آسمان می‌بریم.
And we're going to receive what God is getting ready to do in this building.
و دریافت کنیم اون چیزی رو که خداوند در درون این ساختمان برای ما مهیا کرده.
Would you say, God, I feel your presence right now.
و بگیم خدایا حضور تو رو اینجا حس می‌کنم.
I thank you for what I feel right now.
و تو رو شکر می‌کنم برای اون چیزی که حس
می‌کنم. I accept your love.
و من لاف عشق تو رو دریافت می‌کنم.
I accept your grace.
و من فیض تو رو دریافت.
And before I leave this service tonight.
و قبل از اینکه این سرویس اینجا رو ترک کنم.
I want your spirit on the inside of me.
من می‌خوام روح تو در درون من باشه.
I want to leave changed.
من می‌خوام که این تغییر در درون من بیاد.
I want to leave transformed.
من می‌خوام این تحول در درون من شه.
In the name of Jesus.
از طریق نام عیسی مسیح.
Now I want you to clap your hands.
و تشویق.
And I want you to thank the Lord for what He is going to do right now.
و برای این چیزی که خداوند در درون زندگی شما خواهد آورد امشب. و تشویق می‌کنید عیسی مسیح رو که اون بزرگی رو در درون زندگی شما.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated tonight.
I've been finally mentioning it.
In the very beginning of time.
برای همون ابتدای کار.
God created the earth.
که خداوند زمین را آفرید.
He created man and woman.
خدایی که زن و مرد را آفرید.
He placed a garden where they could live and dwell.
و باغی رو بهشتی را مهیا کرد برای که اونها زندگی.
A place where they could feel His presence.
جایی که حضور او را حس بکنند.
He would walk and talk with them.
و او قدم می‌زد و با آنها بود و با آنها حرف می‌زد.
He would have relationship with them.
و یک رابطه ای را با آنها آغاز کرده بود.
But there came a time when sin entered the world.
وقتی که به مرحله رسید.
They allowed the serpent, the devil, to deceive them.
و به جایی رسیدند که گذاشتن شیطان اونها رو وسوسه کنه.
And because of this, they lost relationship with their Creator.
و از طریق اون رابطه ای رو که با خدا داشتن از دست دادند.
But God had a plan.
ولی بدونید که خداوند نقشه ای داره.
For before He had even created man and woman, He had a plan.
قبل از اینکه انسان را بیافریند نقشه ای داشت.
Before He had even created the garden, He had a plan.
قبل از اینکه باغ بهشت را بیافریند نقشه ای داشت.
Before He had created the sun, the moon, the stars, He had a plan.
قبل از اینکه خورشید و آفتاب را بیافریند نقشه ای داشت.
It was a plan of salvation.
و اون نقشه نجات ما بود.
A plan of redemption.
و نقشه سعادت ما بود.
For God
که خداوند
had decided from the very beginning
که خداوند از همان ابتدا تصمیم گرفته بود
that he would wrap himself in flesh
که خودش رو به صورت جسمانی روزی بین ما بیاره
that he would put on skin like you and me
و همانند من و تو جسم بپوشه
he would be born of a virgin named Mary
و از طریق باکره به نام مریم متولد بشه
he would enter this earth
که در درون این زمین بیاد و حضور پیدا کنه.
He would live and he would grow.
همانند ما زندگی کنه، رشد کنه.
He would grow until he became a young man.
که تبدیل بشه به یک مرد جوانی.
And into an adult.
که خداوند در درون او حضور
But you see he was no ordinary person.
و میدونید زندگی او رو نگاه کنید زندگی
He was no ordinary man.
و یک مرد عادی نیست.
But he was God in flesh.
در حقیقت او خداییه که جسم در برگشت.
He was God with a name.
و خدایی است که نامی که نامی داره.
It was the name that was higher than any other name.
نامی که بزرگتر از هر نامی است.
It was the name Jesus.
و اون عیسی نامیده میشه.
And at the mention of that name.
و اگر توجه کنیم به این نام.
All of the powers of darkness had to bow.
که تمام قدرت ها و تاریک ها در مقابل او تعظیم
میکنن
در طریق همین نامه که
Every devil in hell had to flee.
که تمام شیاطین در درون جهنم تسلیم میشن
I am preaching to you tonight that there is no one like this Jesus
و من میخوام در مورد اون سخن بگم عیسی مسیح.
He would begin to go about and do special and supernatural things.
که او در بین ما اومد و چیزهای خارق العاده و ماورا طبیعی رو انجام داد.
There would be those that were blind, but Jesus would open up their eyes.
و کسی که از مادرزادی کور متولد شده و چشمانش رو باز کرد.
There would be those that were crippled and lame.
و کسی که فلج بود.
But when they came in contact with Jesus, they were miraculously healed and made whole.
و اون کسی که تنها تماس اون فرد با عیسی مسیح گرفت سالم شد و برخاست.
This man named Jesus was no ordinary person.
و این دلیلی است که میگم عیسی مسیح فردی عادی نبود.
He would turn water into wine.
او کسی بود که شراب رو آب را به شراب تبدیل کرد.
He would turn fishes and bread into food that could feed thousands.
و او اندکی ماهی و نان را تبدیل کرد که بتونه به 5000 نفر ناگهان غذا دهد.
He would bring peace to those that were living in torment.
و او صلح و آرامشی رو بر ملت و بشریت داد.
He would bring order to those that were living in chaos.
و آرامش و زندگی رو به کسانی داد که در هرج و مرج زندگی می‌کردند.
There were those living with no purpose, no desire to go another day.
و برای کسانی که حتی امیدی برای فرداشون نداشتند.
And yet when they met this man named Jesus.
و کسانی که اون لحظه او را دیدند، عیسی مسیح را دیده بودند.
They would walk away from their families.
آنهایی که فامیل و خانوادهشون رو ترک کردن
They would walk away from money
آنهایی که پول و ثروتشون رو کناری گذاشتن
They would walk away from their jobs
و آنهایی که کارشون رو ترک کردن
Because there was something different about Jesus
به خاطر که اونها چیزی متفاوت رو دیده بودن در عیسی مسیح
Everyone tried to get close to him
و همه افراد سعی میکردن به اون نزدیک بشن.
One man climbed into a tree just so he could see this man named Jesus.
و افرادی بودن که از درخت بالا رفته بودن که لحظه‌ای بتونن عیسی مسیح را ببینن.
There was another lady that crawled through a crowd just so she could touch Jesus.
و از همچنین داستان زنی رو میشنویم که جمعیت رو فشار میده به جلو میره که تنها بتونه عیسی مسیح رو لمس کنه.
There was another man who was lame and could not walk.
و فردی بود که فلج بود و میلنگن نمیتونست راه بره.
And his friends would carry him on the top of a building.
و اینکه او ناگهان او رو تونست عیسی مسیح رو ببینه و لمس کنه ناگهان جا برخاست.
There were so many people inside the building and on the outside of the door.
و برای افرادی که در درون اون ساختمان اون جایی که اون فقرا گرفته بود و بیرون بودن.
That they could not get to Jesus.
و اون به اون میگفتن که تو نمیتونی عیسی مسیح رو که لمس کنی.
But that would not stop this man and his four friends.
و هرگز لحظه عیسی مسیح متوقف نمیشد در کسانی که دوستش داشتن.
Because as they climbed on top of the building.
و اون رو برای که به عیسی مسیح برسوننش جمعیتی که حضور در درون اون ساختمان داشتن اون رو بردن روی سقف ساختمان.
They began to tear off the roof.
و سقف از هم گشودند.
They begin to make a hole in the roof.
و جمعیتی که اونجا احاطه کرده بود راهی نبود که او رو به عیسی برسونن. پس از سقف سقف سوراخ کردند و اون فرد رو به عیسی مسیح رسوند.
And they begin to lower their friend down.
و او رو به سمت پایین بردند.
Just so they could get to Jesus.
تمام این تلاش‌ها و زحمت‌ها برای بود که لحظه‌ای به عیسی مسیح خودشون.
I'm here to remind you that there is nothing ordinary about him.
و بدونید که اون پس فردی عادی نبوده در درون اون دوره.
He can heal any disease.
او کسی بوده که میتونسته همه بیماری‌ها رو.
He can take away any pain.
شفا بده، همه دردها رو از بین ببره.
He can forgive any mistake.
و میتونسته همه که گناهکاران رو ببخشه.
He can forgive any sin.
و میتونسته تمام گناهان رو پاک کنه.
He can take any man or woman.
و اون رو از تمام مردان و زنان بگیره.
And he can turn their life around.
و زندگی اونها رو متحول کنه.
It does not matter where they came from.
و هرگز توجه نمیکنه که از کجا اومدی.
It does not matter their past.
و در مورد گذشته تو هرگز تحقیق نمی‌کرد.
It does not matter if they are rich or if they are poor.
و هرگز توجه نداشت که تو پول داری یا پول فقیری.
Jesus can give them a new future.
و اینکه عیسی مسیح همه چیز رو برای همه داد.
Jesus can send blessing to their life.
و برکت رو به زندگی همه داد.
Jesus can change everything around.
و همه چیز رو در اطراف خودش متحول می‌کرد.
But he would not just create the world.
و او نه تنها خالق این دنیا بود.
He would not just create man and woman.
و او نه تنها خالق زن و مرد بود.
He would not just come down into the world as a baby to save his children.
و او تنها همانند کودکی متولد نشده بود در بین ما که مردمش رو نجات بده.
He would not just walk this planet doing miracles.
و تنها به خاطر این نبود که بیاد و معجزه رو در بین ما انجام بده.
But he had a mission.
زیرا او یک ماموریت
داشت. He had a purpose.
یک هدفی داشت.
And it was to die on a cross.
و هدف او مردن بر روی صلیب بود.
For the sins of you and me.
برای گناهان من و تو.
He would die on that cross so that you and I could be here tonight.
و برای من و تو بر روی صلیب مرد، برای من و تویی که امروز در روی صلیب پاییم.
He would leave the royalty of heaven.
و او جای آرامش بهش رو ترک کرد.
And he would walk among his own creation.
و در بین مردم و مخلوقات خودش قدم گذاشت.
He would die at the hands of his own sons and daughters.
و او به توسط پسران و دختران و مخلوقات خودش کشته شد.
So that he could save you and I.
به خاطر اینکه نجات بده من و تو.
From the powers of death.
به خاطر نجات ما از
From the powers of darkness.
برای نجات ما از قدرت تاریکی.
So that fear could not have authority over our life.
که اینها ترس و مرگ دیگه قدرتی در زندگی ما نداشته باشه.
So that sin and sickness could not have dominion over our lives.
و دیگر گناه و بیماری در زندگی من و تو باقی نمونه.
But he did not just die on the cross.
و این دلیلی بود که او بر روی صلیب بود.
He was buried in a tomb.
و وقتی که بر صلیب مرد درون مقبره ای او را گذاشت.
They rolled the stone over that tomb.
و سنگی بزرگ را غلطاندن بر روی در مقبره.
So that no one could get in and no one could come out.
و به سنگینی و قدرتی چنان که کسی نتونه وارد بشه و خارج بشه.
But Jesus was not an ordinary man.
ولی که میدونید که عیسی مسیح باز فردی عادی نبود.
Because when an ordinary man dies.
زیرا مرد عادی میمیره.
And they are buried.
و دفن میشه.
That is the end.
و این پایان زندگی.
But the Bible says on the third day.
ولی که در کتاب مقدس گفت که در روز سوم بود
that
که
this man named Jesus.
و اون مردی که ازش حرف میزنم اسمش عیساست.
Arose from the grave.
از مقبره برخاست.
He was alive again.
و او زنده بود.
And he held the keys of power.
و او قدرت و کلید و سعادت رو به بقیه داد.
Over the enemy.
بر با قدرتی بر تمام
and over the adversary.
بر تمام کسانی که مخالفش بودن.
But that's not the end of the story.
و این پایان داستان نیست.
Because he would tell his disciples.
زیرا اونی که به حواریون گفت، چیزی که به اونها گفت.
I'm going to return to heaven.
گفت که من به بهشت باز میگردم.
I'm going to ascend into the clouds.
و من از بر طریق به ابرها و آسمان ها
But I am going to send my spirit back to you.
ولی چیزی را به نام روح القدس به شما برخواهم گردوند.
You have seen me with your own eyes.
و من شما را با چشمان خود می‌بینم.
You have listened to me with your own ears.
و شما من شما رو میشنوم از طریق گوش خودتان و شما رو میبینم از طریق چشمان خودتان.
You have touched and felt me with your hands.
و من رو حس میکنید با دستان خودتان.
But I am now going to be on the inside of you.
و من نه تنها اینجا هستم بلکه در درون شما هستم.
I am going to live and dwell in your hearts.
و من زندگی خواهم کرد در درون قلب شما.
And soon the disciples went to the upper room.
و وقتی که در درون اون روز مشخص حواریون در درون اون خانه بودند.
Waiting on this promise.
وعده عیسی مسیح به وقوع پیوست.
Waiting for the Spirit just as Jesus had told them.
و همان گونه که عیسی مسیح وعده داد روح القدس آمد.
Because they understood.
و اونها میدونستند.
That this Jesus.
که این عیسی مسیحه.
That was born as a baby.
اون همون که اون بچه تازه متولد شده است.
That had lived and walked the earth.
اون کسی همون کسیه که با ما زندگی کرده در درون این.
That had died on a cross for their sins.
اون کسیه که به خاطر گناهان ما کشته شد.
That had been buried in a borrowed tomb.
و اون کسی که در درون مقبره دفن شد.
That had arisen on the third day.
و اون همون کسیه که در روز سوم برخاست.
And that had went back into heaven.
و همون کسیه که به بهشت برگشت.
Was not going to leave them by themselves.
و او که ما را ترک نکرد.
Was not going to leave them alone.
و ما را تنها به حال خود نگذاشت.
But that they could have an experience.
و اون اومد و ما تونستیم اون رو تجربه کنیم دوباره.
And that His Spirit was going to live on the inside of them.
از طریق اون روح القدسی که به ما وارد میشه.
And that every single day of their life.
و برای یک روز زندگیمون.
They were going to have God's presence on the inside of them.
خداوند میتونه در درون تو حضور داشته باشه.
They were going to have God's power on the inside of them.
و قدرت خداوند رو در درون خودت داشته باشه.
So tonight.
پس امشب.
The greatest thing that Jesus can do.
بزرگترین کاری که عیسی مسیح در تو انجام خواهد داد.
Is not create the galaxies.
و تنها اون خلقت این کهکشان ها نیست.
The greatest thing that Jesus can do is not open blinded eyes.
و بزرگترین کاری که عیسی مسیح میکنه باز کردن چشم یک کور مادرزاد نیست.
The greatest thing that Jesus can do is not come out of a tomb.
و بزرگترین کاری که عیسی مسیح انجام میده این نیست که از مقبره بیاد بیرون.
All of those things are wonderful.
همه اینها خارق العاده است.
All of those things are great.
و اینها چقدر بزرگه میدونم.
But the greatest thing that Jesus can do.
ولی بزرگترین کاری که عیسی مسیح انجام خواهد داد.
And the greatest thing that Jesus wants to do.
و بزرگترین کاری که عیسی مسیح میخواد انجام بده.
Is live on the inside of every one of us here tonight.
زندگی کردن در درون قلب یکایک شماست امشب.
You see, he left heaven.
اگر او به بهشت رفت.
He came to earth.
و باز به زمین روزی
اومد. He went to that cross.
و بر روی صلیب بود.
He came out of that tomb.
و از مقبره برخاست.
So that he could live in your heart.
و اوست که در درون قلب تو میتونه باشه.
Out of any other place that Jesus could be.
و در تمام مکانها میتونه حضور داشته باشه.
He chooses to live on the inside of you and I.
و او جایی را انتخاب کرد که در درون من و توست که اونجا باشه.
I want us to stand right now.
پس برای لحظه ما برمیخیزیم.
You have heard stories tonight.
و این داستان‌هایی رو که امشب شنیدید.
You have heard testimonies.
و اون شهادت‌هایی که گفته شد.
We have worshiped and we have sung.
و ما با هم اینجا ستایش کردیم، سرود خوندیم.
And in just a few moments we're going to fellowship.
و برای لحظه‌ای نیز با کنار هم دیگه بودیم.
And we're going to continue to celebrate.
و این جشن رو ادامه بیایم بدیم.
But Jesus came to do something very special tonight.
ولی که کار بزرگی که عیسی مسیح امشب می‌خواد برای تو انجام بده اینه که
He came.
که او اومد
to live on the inside of every single one of us.
که اومد زندگی کنه در درون یکایک ما.
He came to fill each and every man and woman with his spirit tonight.
و او کاری که میخواد بکنه این که تمام یکایک ما رو زن و مرد رو پر کنه از روح خودش.
There is not one person that has to leave without the spirit of God on the inside of them.
و هیچ کس نباید این رو بخواد که بدون پرسن از عیسی مسیح اینجا رو ترک کنه.
For it is a promise.
زیرا که این وعده و قسمی است که به ما داده
شده. And it is a promise for you and your family.
و این وعده ای است که خداوند به تو و خانواده تو داده.
And to every single person in this earth.
که برای یکایک تمام شما انسان ها در روی این کره زمین.
But tonight in Vienna, Austria.
و برای مخصوصاً امشب در درون وین.
God has come to visit this sanctuary.
خداوند در درون اینجا حضور داره در درون این محرابی کرد.
And he is waiting to fill you with his spirit. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that God wants to fill you with His Spirit? I'm going to ask us to step out from where we are. And I'm going to ask us to come to the front. I don't want anybody left alone. I don't want anybody in the back by themselves. But I want everyone to come to the front. Because God is about to pour out His Spirit. And He is about to fill every single one of us with the Holy Ghost tonight. Some of you have already received this gift. But God is going to fill you again tonight with fresh power and with fresh joy. Some of you are here tonight and you have never experienced this gift. But you've heard about Him tonight. And you have felt Him tonight. And in just a few seconds, you're going to lift up your hands.
Here
we're going to lift up our voices. And you're
going
to have the experience of Jesus on the inside of you. For the very first time. And there is nothing in this world that can compare. There is nothing in this world that is like it. If you have the Holy Ghost, you ought to raise your hands. And you ought to say, I know what the preacher is talking about. I've received that experience. It's real. And it is true. So here's what we're going to do tonight. I want each and every one of you to hear me right now. I want us to come as close as we can. I don't want anybody by themselves. This is what we're going to do. We're going to ask God to forgive us. It's one of the greatest things that we can ever do. Because that's why He lived. That's why He died. And that's why He rose again. So that we could ask forgiveness. From everything that we have done in our life. It does not matter how little or how big. Each and every one of us need the forgiveness of God. And when He cleanses us. When He washes us. That burden is taken off. That condemnation is taken off. That guilt is taken away. And then we are ready to receive His Spirit on the inside of us. The Bible commands us to do three things. To repent, to be baptized in the name of Jesus, and then we will receive the Spirit of God. So we're getting ready to do all three of those things here tonight. We're going to ask God to forgive us. And after we have asked God to forgive us, we're not going to continue to ask Him. Because when He forgives us, He forgives us. We do not have to beg.
ما نمیخوایم التماس کنیم.
We just have to receive it.
ما فقط باید دریافتش کنیم.
Then we're going to lift up our hands.
دستانمون رو به آسمان ببریم.
We're going to lift up our head.
و سرمون رو به بالا میبریم.
And I'm going to pray a special prayer of faith.
و اولین چیزی رو که میگیم به خودم به خدا.
And when I say the name of Jesus.
و وقتی که من میگم نام عیسی مسیح رو به زبان.
That name that has all power.
نامی که در درون او تمام قدرت است.
We're going to lift up our voices.
و صدامون رو به آسمان میبریم.
And we are going to shout hallelujah.
و ما با قدرت بسیار فریاد میزنیم
as
hallelujah.
As loud as we can.
با تمام قدرتی که میتونیم فریاد میزنیم
hallelujah. And the spirit of God is going to fall.
و روح القدس در اون لحظه است که بر بین ما خواهد آمد.
I said the spirit of God is going to fall.
و این روح القدس در بین ما
You're going to feel him come on the inside of your heart.
و در درون قلب ما پر میشه.
And he is going to come out of your mouth.
و اونقدر در درون ما پر میشه که از زبان ما از کلام ما میخواد این روح القدس بیرون بیاد.
You may hear sounds in your head that you don't understand.
و یک صدایی شاید در درون ذهن تو بیاد که اون رو نمیشناسی.
That's Jesus.
و اون عیسی مسیحه.
That's the Holy Ghost.
و اون روح القدسه.
Your tongue is going to start moving.
و زبان تو شروع به حرکت میکنه.
And you're going to want to speak out those sounds that you don't understand.
و به زبانی شروع به سخن میکنه که نمیدونی اون چیه.
Don't hold it in.
و نمیخواد بترسی.
But speak it out.
پس بگذار که سخن بگویی.
Let it flow out.
و بگذار اون جریان پیدا کنه.
That's the Holy Ghost.
و اون روح القدس.
So tonight.
پس امشب.
We're all going to speak in tongues.
همه ما میخوایم که این به ما داده بشه. سخن گفتن.
And tonight is going to be your first time.
و این شب اگر برای اولین بار تو این تجربه.
You've never spoken in tongues before.
اگر تا کنون به زبان دیگه سخن نگفتی.
I want you just to raise your hands.
فقط دستتو بالا ببر.
If tonight is going to be your first time.
و این شب اگه بخواد اولین باری باشه که این تجربه رو.
You've never spoken in tongues before.
و اگر تا کنون به زبان دیگه حرف زدی.
Is tonight going to be your first time?
و این دفعه اول است برای تو یا قبلا تجربه کردی؟
Okay.
نکردی؟ میگه داره میگه نکردی دستت.
Yes, no.
اگه کسی تجربه نکرده اون چیزهایی رو که میگه دستشو بالا ببر.
All right. We're going to pray then. And we're going to ask God to forgive us right now. Would you close your eyes?
و چشمانمون رو ببندیم.